If you did not receive a bulletin, it would help you to follow along. And if you would raise your hand, one of the ushers would be sure to give you one. If you did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand. This year, our church's theme is Roots and Fruits. And we're looking through the book of Joshua, and this is the last of these messages, the 10th message on Joshua, New Roots and New Fruits.
今年我们教会的主题是向下扎根，向上结果。那么我们今天来看最后这个系列的约书亚记最后一个系列第十讲。
In Joshua 14:8, we read this verse here. I, however, follow the Lord my God wholeheartedly.
那我们一起来读，就是在约书亚记第十四章第八节，我们专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Let's bow our hearts and let's pray before God as we begin.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.And we know that we need your word every day of our lives.
主，我们感谢你，给我们话语，我们每天都需要你的灵粮。
And Lord, we have many thoughts, many things that may be coming in our lives, but I pray you'd help us to focus right now on your word and allow you to speak to our hearts.
我们也许世上有许多的纷扰，但愿我们今天的心完全分别为你。
I pray that your spirit would fill your servant, give the words to be said.
愿你的灵高你的仆人，让我说你的话。
May our hearts be also open to you. Speak to us, we pray.
让我们的心向你敞开，愿你对我们说话。
We thank you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。Amen.
Now what are some old fears?
那什么是这个旧的恐惧
?We read, first of all, these words in Joshua 14, My fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear.
我们在读到约书亚记14章时候我们看到然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓心里惊恐。
You remember how Caleb and Joshua and the 10 other spies, 12 spies went to spy out the land of Canaan.
你们还记得加勒跟约书亚他们和其他另外十个探子一起去探迦南。
And they came back and said, this is a wonderful land, it's full of milk and honey.
他们回来说这个是牛奶与蜜之地。
But, and then the 10 Spies said, but there are giants in the land. There are cities that are fortified. We cannot go up.
但有十个探子他们说那个地方住的都是巨人他们的城墙坚固。
And so these 10 spies caused the people to fear the Canaanites.
那他们的讲的就是当时以色列人的非常的惊恐害怕。
I don't know what old fears you might have. Maybe from your past, you have some fears.
我不知道你们各个人的心里有没有这个旧的恐惧。
Whatever fears you have in your life, I want you to think about today to trust God.
不管你心里有什么样的恐惧，愿意今天你来到神的面前，愿意信靠他。
The second question we have here is a question about what are some new fears.
那我们今天还要问就是还有什么样的新的恐惧。
And here we read in Joshua, their hearts melted in fear. They no longer had the courage to face the Israelites.
这边讲到当地的人他们的心因以色列人的缘故就惊恐不再有胆气了。
As Joshua and the people of Israel came into the land of Canaan,God had brought the fear of him to the hearts of the Canaanites.
当神把以色列人带到迦南地的时候，那当地的人现在变成惊恐了。
They came to Jericho and remember how Rahab told the two spies, We have great fear of your God. We've heard what God has done for you.
他们到耶利哥的时候，那记得当时他们就说，我们非常的害怕你们，我们害怕你们的神。
And so we see here that as they went in the land of Canaan, the Canaanites had a new fear of God.
所以我们看到的恐惧是那个迦南地的人，当地人他们害怕以色列人。
I want to tell you about a new fear that many people have today. It's a new fear.
那我愿意跟大家讲一个新的恐惧。
This new fear is called FOMO. I don't know if you've heard of this before or not. FOMO. It's a fear of missing out.
这个 FOMO 这个词实际上代表的意思是害怕错过。害怕错过这个机遇。
Fear of missing out. Let me explain what this means. The anxiety that people have, it refers to that they fear that they will, something important may be going on that they're not aware of.
那它这个实际上就是我们害怕，也许有这个生活当中有很重要的事情，害怕我们被失去错过这样的机会。
It concerns the individual's maybe social life or social media is characterized by a need to stay in touch with their friends, sometimes by the hour, by the minute.
在那新媒体的这个现在社会媒体的当中，他觉得他讲就是我们每一分钟每一秒钟我们都要跟这个世界连接在一起的话，他就会心里恐惧。
They don't want to miss out anything. They check their email, they check their social media, they check their texts, so they don't miss out anything.
造成的结果就是我们会检查我们的 email, 我们检查我们的各种媒体，然后害怕我们会失去一些这个机会机遇。
Now,if I see any of you looking at your phone, maybe you have this fear of missing out.
当我看到你们在看手机的时候，也许你也心里有这样的害怕。
Fear of missing out. And so we see here that this fear of missing out, it keeps us from being able to fully engage in the world right in front of us. And even to enjoy the people we're actually with, it's a problem.
所以当我们害怕错过有这样的情况的时候，就我们就会没有办法这个参与到这个世界当中，我们害怕跟我们享受的人没有这个连接。
I'll be going to Pennsylvania this week, leaving Tuesday to visit my father who's 86 years old.
这个星期我会去宾夕法尼亚州与我86岁的父亲团聚。
My younger brother has been taking care of my father. We appreciate that very much. And my younger brother and his wife want to take a vacation, so he's asked me to come and take care of my father for a week.
我的弟弟跟他的太太他们会这个周去有一个度假，那他一直在照顾我的父亲，那希望我用这段时间我来替代他。
I'm looking forward to seeing my father, and it also happens next weekend.Saturday the 20th is our annual Heart family reunion.
那我非常希望我能够看到我的父亲，我期待着看到我的父亲。那9月20号就是7月20号，实际上是我们所有 Heart 的这个家族一起聚会的日子。
We have many family members, and to be honest with you, it's been 15 years since I've been to a family reunion.
那有15年了，我没有跟他们一起聚在一起。
I lived overseas and I traveled overseas during the summer, and being in Missouri, it's hard for me to get back to Pennsylvania.
夏天的时候我有很多的时候，对，现在我住在密苏里州，所以离远。
I might have to introduce myself. Maybe they don't even know who I am.
也许我还得重新介绍我自己。
But I hope one thing.As we're together seeing our family members, I hope I don't see FOMO. I hope I don't see people on their phones, texting all their texts instead of visiting with our family.
我希望我看到他们的时候不要看到 FOMO， 就是那些人每时每刻都要跟这个世界连在一起，那就跟我们没有机会在一起交通。
Because this is a very wonderful opportunity to see family and friends.
因为这是一个很好的机会，你跟你的家人一起有这个交通。
What happens when you and I come to church? Do we prepare our hearts to worship and to meet with God?
当我们，我们是不是准备我们的心来面对神？
Are we have the fear of God that we are prepared to meet with God?
我们是不是敬畏神？我们愿意来面对他。
So I want you to think about that this morning. And our key idea is this: how to turn fear into victory.
我们今天要讲的就是如何把我们这样的恐惧转换成胜利。
We've already seen in the book of Joshua as they came to Jericho how to turn the impossible into victory.
我们通过约书亚记的耶利哥的故事，我们看到神怎么样把他的恐惧变成胜利。
As they came to the walls, they came to Jericho. There are two walls around the city of Jericho. How would they ever be able to defeat the city of Jericho? And God caused the walls to fall down. He turned the impossible into a victory.
耶利哥的城墙坚固，有两层城墙，但是神使他们倒塌了。
Then they went to the next city of Ai, and they were overconfident. And they think, we'll just send a few soldiers, but they were defeated at Ai. And so they fought Ai again, and how to turn defeat into victory.
但是到爱城的时候，他们又骄傲，就是派了一点兵去过去，最后他们失败了。
And then we saw how that the Gibeonites deceived them last time. And they had a detour, and how God can turn a detour into victory.
后来我们又看见他们又被欺骗，那欺骗了之后，他们有这样走了一段弯路。
Now today, how can God turn our fears into victory?
那今天我们要看如何神把我们的恐惧转变为胜利。
And I want to remind you of this fact that the fear of the Lord leads to victory.
我要提醒大家，就是对神的敬畏会引导胜利。
We read these words in Joshua chapter 4. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that they might always fear the Lord your God.
在第四章里面讲到，要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
So when the walls of Jericho came falling down, the fear of God came in the hearts of the people.
所以耶利哥的城墙倒塌了，那当地的人就开始惊恐。
First of all, I want us to look at Caleb and Caleb's inheritance. See, they divided the land. They conquered the middle, and they went up to the north and then to the south, and they conquered the Canaanites.
当他们占领了这个南部北部这个地区了之后，我们来看一下他们怎么样分割这个地产。我们看到迦勒的地产。
And they had won the victory. Now they were to inherit the land, and they were to conquer the battles individually that they would face in inheriting the land.
他们胜利了，那么他们就占领了这个地方，所以我们看怎么样来分割这个财产。
And this reminds us as Christians that on the cross, Christ won the war, the victory. And in our daily lives, we face battles that He will give us the victory over.
这也是象征在耶和华这耶稣在十字架上的死，他已经战胜了所有，战胜了这个世界。
And as they divided the land, they started with Caleb, then the other tribes, but Caleb was first. He had been faithful as a spy earlier. And then at the end, they divide the land to Joshua. So we see Caleb and Joshua here.
他们分割地的时候，他们先把这个地分给迦勒，因为迦勒他是 全心全意跟从耶和华的，然后最后他们分地给约书亚，那当中就是其他十个支派。
They asked Caleb, "What land would you like?" And Caleb said, "I want the land of Hebron."
那加勒他说他要的地是希伯伦。
Now Hebron is high in the Judah hill country.
希伯伦是大山丘乡下的高处。
So where the tribe of Judah settled in the hill country, we see Hebron up in the mountain.
这是一个高处的地方。
It means Hebrew place, Hebron, and it was where Abraham settled.
那希伯来的他的地名的意思，希伯来的地方，这也是亚伯拉罕以前定居的地方。
Caleb is 85 years old. He said, "Give me the mountain. Give me the where Abraham lived. Give me where Abraham settled."
加勒那时已经85岁了，他说我要住在山上，给我那个。亚伯拉罕所定居的地方。
So we see how the people of Judah approached Joshua and Caleb the son of Jephthah. He said to them.
那犹太人来到基甲见约书亚。
And so we see first of all Caleb's faith.
我们现在看到这个加勒的信心。
You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, between you and me.I was 40 years old when Moses, a servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land.
耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按我的心意回报他。
And I brought back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. We see Caleb had faith in God, believed that God promised, that God had promised them the land of Canaan, that God would fulfill his promise.
我按他的心意汇报他，然而与我们同上去的众弟兄却使百姓们心中害怕。
So on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever.
那当日摩西启示说你脚所踏之地定要归给你和你的子孙永远为业。
Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses. While Israel moved about in the wilderness, so here I am today.85 years old.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活了这45年。期间，以色列人在旷野行走，看啊，今天我已85岁了。
So we see the faith of Caleb. 40 years of age, he believed the promise of God. 85 years of age, he still believed in the promises of God.
我们在这里看到加勒的信心，在40岁的时候，他有信心，他看到神的许愿。那今天在85岁，他仍然有对神有信心。
What encouragement that is to us, whether we're young or older, that we maintain our faith in the promises of God.
愿神的鼓励我们，不论我们是年小还是年长，我们都能专心跟从耶和华。
Now, it's interesting, today in our, had the opportunity to visit some of the Sunday school classes. And in the English Sunday school class, they were talking about this, person who had a dog.
今天早晨我们在英文的主日学的里面我们看了一个录像，那当中讲到一条狗。
And so the dog's name was Dugan, and a lot of people were around a circle and they were calling Dugan, Dugan.
那个狗站在一群人当中，然后大家都叫他的名字 Dugan.
And so the dog ran to this person and ran to that person. Dugan ran to the next person.
所以狗在当中跑来跑去。
And then finally the master of the dog called out, Dugan! And he ran to the master and stayed there.
但那个主人后来叫了他的名字，他马上就离开所有人，就跑到那个主人那边。
And the lesson from this is very important for us. We hear many voices, but do we listen to the voice of God?
这个所揭示的就是我们也许会听到各种各样不同的声音，但我们是不是能够听我们主人的声音？
The Lord says that my sheep hear my voice and follow me.
主说我的羊跟从我。
Caleb, through all those years in the wilderness, wandering around, he could hear many voices, people complaining, voices like this and that, but Caleb continued to hear the voice of God.
那加勒他在这个40多年里面，在旷野里面走，他会听到各种各样的声音，但他专心跟从耶和华。
What a reminder that is to us today. We hear many voices around us, crying this, crying that. But do we hear, do we focus on the voice of God?
那对我们的提醒，加勒的经历对我们提醒就是，我们活在这世上也会听到各种各样的声音，也会听到各种各样的抱怨，但我们能否专心跟从我们的神耶和华？
Caleb heard the voice of God. He trusted the promises of God. I want that mountain. Give me that mountain.
加勒专心的跟从耶和华，他信靠他，他要这个山，要这耶和华许诺他的山。
Not only was Caleb have faith, but Caleb also had faithfulness.
他不仅有信心，他也有忠心。
We read here in the verses, I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. And again, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly, you must serve faithfully and wholeheartedly in the fear of the Lord.
他讲到就是我专心跟从耶和华的神，因为专心跟从耶和华的神，你当敬畏耶和华，忠心诚实的办事。
Not only do we find that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, we read these words, serve wholeheartedly, as if you're serving the Lord and not people.
不仅在旧约、新约里面也讲甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
If we're faithful, we serve God with our whole heart, not half-heartedly, not just part of us.But our whole heart, 100%.
若是我们有真正有信心，我们会全心全意的侍奉他，而不是半心半意的侍奉他。
So I would like to say this, like Caleb, I want to go the distance. Like Caleb, I want to stay faithful.
愿我们都像加勒一样，能够永久的保持我们的忠心。
Caleb was faithful at 40 years of age. Caleb was faithful at 85 years of age.
加勒40岁的时候对神有忠心，85岁的时候对神也是一样的忠心。
What example of faithfulness he is to us.
他对我们就做了一个很好的榜样。
So Caleb had faith, faithfulness, and then Caleb's strength.
他有信心，有忠心，他也坚强。
Says here, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
他说我还强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天，无论征战出入，我的力量那是如何，现在也是如何。
Now give me this hill country. Give me this mountain that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard them.That the Amalekites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as He said.
他说，求你将耶和华那日应许我的山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
I don't know what Caleb ate.I don't know what exercise program he was doing, but he was strong at 85, as strong as he was at 40.
我不知道加勒吃的是什么，我也不知道他平时怎么样锻炼身体，但他85岁跟40岁一样的强壮。
But I think it has to do with his faith and faithfulness. He said, Give me this mountain.
我想他最主要还是他的 信心。他说给我这山地。
He could have said, I'm 85, could you give me a little place down in the valley? It would be much easier for me.
但也许我们人会拄着拐杖说你应该给我这个平地或者给我山谷，这样对我来说比较容易。
Give me some place comfortable. I'm 85, I want to be comfortable.
也许你会说你到85岁你会说给我一些让我能够比较舒服居住的地方。
Pastor, where could I serve in the church? Where could I help out? Give me something easy. Give me something comfortable that I could do.
也许在教会里你说我可以做一些比较简单的服侍。
But instead, Caleb said, give me this mountain.
但加勒他的信心他说把那山地给我。
God will give me the strength. I accept the challenge that God has for me. And God will give me the strength.
那神会给我力量，神会给我这个挑战。
And then we see God's blessing, Caleb's blessing upon God. God's blessing upon Caleb, excuse me.
下面我们就看到神是怎么样祝福加勒的。
Then Joshua blessed Caleb, the son of Jephthah, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, the son of Jethan and the Gittizite ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly.
我们看到在这儿，约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业，所以希伯伦做了基尼西族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日。因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神，于是国中太平，没有征战。
So Joshua blessed Caleb. The blessing of God was upon Caleb because of his faith, his faithfulness, and the strength that God had given him.
约书亚给加勒祝福，神的祝福就临到他身上。我们看到在他的身上有信心，有忠心，也有力量。
So our application is very important here. If you do not want to miss out of God's blessing, then you need to have faith, faithfulness, and strength.
所以对我们来讲，这个应用就是，若是你要不想错过神的祝福，那你就要有信心，有忠心，要有力量。
And so the question might be asked here is,Are you missing out on the best things that God has for you in your life?
那对我们每个人的问题是，你是不是丧失了这个最好的？
That is the fear that we should have, the fear of God, that we want the best things that God would have for us. We want God's blessing.
我们所要担心的是神的祝福，我们所要担心的是这个最好的东西。
And then I want you to look at the Joshua's inheritance.
下面我们看一下约书亚的财产。
Joshua's inheritance was the Timnath Serah, the extra portion in the hill country of Ephraim.
约书亚继承的是以法莲山的提摩纳希拉的意思是额外的部分。
So we read here, when they had finished dividing the land into its allotted portions,The Israelites gave Joshua, the son of Nun, an inheritance among them. As the Lord had commanded, they gave him the town he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built up the town and settled there.
以色列人按着境界分了地业，就在他们中间将地给嫩的儿子约书亚为业，是按照耶和华的吩咐，将约书亚的所求的地所求的城就是以法莲山地的提纳希拉城给了他，他就修那城住在其中。
So Joshua was a tribe of Ephraim, and he received inheritance he asked for this town here, Timnath-Serah.
那约书亚是以法莲支派出来的，所以他要的就是那提纳希拉城。
Joshua was very humble as a leader.Caleb took his inheritance. All the other tribes took their inheritance. And then at the end, he asked for his inheritance.
所以耶稣下也是一个非常谦卑的榜样。他在这边看到，我们看到加勒他拿了他的地，其他人都拿了地，约书亚是最后一个拿的。
But he asked also in faith. He asked, "Give me the extra portion. Give me that city that's on a hill." He also asked for the city on a hill.
他也特别要求了把那山地上的城给了他，是一个额外的部分。
And so we see an example to us.The double portion. Give me the extra portion. The double portion. I'm reminded of how Elisha, when Elijah left, he continued to follow Elijah. And he said, as you leave, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of God's Spirit.
所以我们看到这边约书亚他所要求的是额外的部分。我们也记得以利沙跟以利亚的故事。以利沙特别要求神给他更多的双份的基业。
So Caleb asked for the where Abraham had lived. Give me that land. Give me that place on the mountain. Joshua here asked for give me that place on the hill, the double portion.
我们看到加勒要的是山上的城，是说耶和华所许诺他的。我们这边看到约书亚他要了。在山地之外，另外要额外的一个城。
And so we trust God. We see first of all here that Joshua also had faith. He claimed God's promise.
我们看到约书亚他是也是一个有信心的人。
Remember Hebrews 11:30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days.
就讲到以色列人因着信围绕耶利哥城七日，城墙就倒塌了。
And so Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, the king and the man of Canaan, he had faith in the promises of God. He laid hold of God's promises.
约书亚他的信心是建立在神的许愿上。
And when we read as Christians, we read the Word of God, we readAnd looking at the promises of God, we need to lay hold of them by faith.
我们当我们读神的话语的时候，我们要在神的话语里面有信心。
And then we see Joshua also had strength and courage.
我们也看到约书亚有力量，有勇气。
God encouraged Joshua, be strong and courageous. And Joshua later encouraged the people, be strong and courageous.
神鼓励约书亚刚强壮胆，约书亚也鼓励他的百姓刚强壮胆。
You know, it was difficult, Joshua, to follow Moses. What a great leader Moses was. And God encouraged him, Moses encouraged him, be strong and courageous. God will give you the strength and the courage.
约书亚所继承的是一个摩西是一个非常伟大的领袖。所以在这样的光景底下，那摩西神都鼓励他要刚强壮胆。
So we see this repeated 4 times here in early part of the book of Joshua and throughout the book of Joshua, at least 6 times. Be strong and courageous.
在约书亚中书中一共有6次提到要刚强壮胆。
I don't know what you're facing in your life, but these words can also apply to us.Be strong in the Lord and be courageous.
不管你，我不知道你的生活的状况现在是如何，我愿意神的话语鼓励你刚强壮胆。
And then we see the third thing here that Joshua's obedience.
第三个我们看到约书亚的服从。
Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn.From it to the right or to the left.
只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右。
And then he told him, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
这律法书不可离开你的口。总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
And so, meditate on God's word and obey it. Think about God's word.
昼夜思想，谨守遵行。
We're reminded today in the Sunday school class, if you can worry, you can meditate.
我们今天在主日学讲到，他说，假如你有这个担忧的习惯，你一定也可以深思熟，你也一定可以昼夜思想。
You're thinking about all the things going on in your life. You're worried about your job. You're worried about your family. You're worried about this and about that. And you're thinking. Instead of worrying those worry thoughts, if we would think about God's word and remember this, be strong and be courageous. Meditate upon those words.
所以你这个昼夜思想你要所要代替的是不是你的担忧，而是你昼夜思想神的话语这样的话它会使你刚强壮胆。
And then we see Joshua's success. Joshua also confirmed this. He said, But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
约书亚也特别讲，不论至于我和我家，我们必定遵守耶和华。
And then,
侍奉耶和华。
God caused him to succeed, that you may be successful wherever you go, that you will be prosperous and successful.
那神也祝福他特别的成功，他说无论你往哪里去，你都可以顺利，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Joshua had faith, strength, courage, obedience, and God gave him success.
约书亚他有信心、力量、勇气，再加上顺从，所以神给了他的神给了他的胜利。
So think about this: if you do not want to miss out on being successful, God blessing you with success, then you also need to have strength, faith, strength, courage, and obedience.
所以你若想要成功的话，你就要信心、力量、勇气。和顺从。
Are you missing out on those best things that God has for you?
你是不是错过最好的这个神所给你的最好的吗？
And so we see here Joshua and Caleb, God's faithful servants.
我们这边看到两个神的最好的忠心的仆人约书亚跟加勒。
Joshua and Caleb followed God fully with all their hearts.
他们是全心的跟随神。
And with all their, and when it was dangerous, they still followed.
当有危险的时候他们也跟从他。
When it was unpopular, they still followed.
当不合时宜的时候他们也跟从他。
All the days of their life, they wholly followed the Lord. Do we have that testimony?
一直他们的全身都是跟从耶和华。
Now,I want you to think about the fear of missing out. I want you to think about another fear. And this fear, I want you to think about this fear here. The fear of God missing out the best things.
我愿意你们做一个比较，那看到在左边我们看到的是你担心时刻担心你错过那机会，我愿意看到在右边我们是敬畏神担心我们失掉最好的。
The fear of God of missing out on the best things. You know, when we come into the service, we prepare our heartsBecause we have a fear of God, and we don't want to miss out on what God's voice would say to us. We don't want to miss out on what God has for us. And so, we need to have that fear of God as we come in to worship together, and as we look at God's Word together.
当我们主要担心敬畏，我们敬畏神的时候，我们比方，我们一起在这边敬拜，我们要担心的是不要错失任何神对我们所说的话语。
So we need missing out on some things so you don't miss out on the best things.
也许你可以，应该可以错过一些事情。
Oh, I'm afraid I might miss a message here. I better look and check. Fearing out, fear FOMO. Remember FOMO? FOMO? But instead, we need to have the fear of God that we would miss out on what God would have for us.
事实上我们可以错过一些世上的东西。我们若是我们有敬畏神的心，我们就不应该我们要害怕的是错失他给我们所最好的。
And we're reminded the story of Jesus visiting Mary and Martha.
我们还记得耶稣去访问那个村庄，有这个马大跟玛利亚在的地方。
And so we read here as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to the village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet.
当他们走路的时候，耶稣走进了一个村庄，那时候有一个女人叫马大把他们接到她的家里，她有个妹子叫玛利亚。
And listening to what he said, Mary was there at the feet of Jesus, hearing the voice of God.
玛利亚在耶稣的脚前听到她不愿意错失任何的话语。
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, Lord, don't you know, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
马大所侍奉的有很多的事情，他心里忙乱，他就说，主啊，我的妹子留我一个人来伺候你，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
And then the Lord said to her, answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one, and Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事情思忧烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已选择那上好的福分，是不可夺去的。
I can imagine Martha sending text to Mary, you need to come in the kitchen and help me.
我可以想象马大会把那个信息传给玛利亚，叫她到厨房来帮她。
But Mary ignored the text. She was listening to the Lord's voice.
但玛利亚专心地听主的讲话，所以她没有看那些信息。
Martha got very upset. Okay, she's not going to answer my text. I'm going to send her. I'm going to call her.
那玛利亚会非常的沮丧，所以她后来她说，我这样我来打电话给她。
And Mary saw the call was coming from Martha. She said, voicemail can get that. I'm listening to the voice of God.
所以玛利亚就是让那个让这个话语留音，她不要去接这个电话。
So we think about this. Will you choose the many things, the many tasks of life, or will you choose the one thing? The best thing, a close personal relationship with Jesus, will you choose to hear the voice of God?
那我想提醒大家的就是你可以选择有很多的事情，你在生活当中有许多事情可以选择，但你会这样做这样选择，还是选择那最好的事情，与耶稣建立这个亲密的关系。
David said in Psalm 27:4, One thing I ask from the Lord, This only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple.
大卫在诗篇里讲到，我寻求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世，住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的美容，在他的殿里求问。
You probably heard that the best things in life are free.
你也许会听到过，就是生命中最好的事情都是不要钱的。
Hugs and smiles and the family and love, laughter, good memories and friends, these are free.
你听说过就是那给你的一个拥抱你的朋友对你的爱你的家庭对你的爱，这些好像都是不要钱的。
But remember this, the greatest thing in life is priceless. It's a personal relationship with God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
这个生命中最伟大的事情是无价的， 那就是与神的关系。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So, do you have the fear of missing out? Do you have FOMO?
那你们是不是都有还有这个害怕错过这个症状？
Or do you have the fear of God missing out the best thing?
那你还是敬畏神，害怕错过这最好的？
This true story is told of Rachel Scott. And Rachel Scott, was the first student killed in the Combine High School shooting in 1999.
有一个真实的故事，这是描述 Rachel Scott， 她是在1999年 Columbine 这个高中大屠杀当中她第一个受害者。
And in the book and in the movie that recently came out, titled I'm Not Ashamed, tells her story.
那这个有本书，也有这个一个电影是最近出来，不久前出来的，叫《我并不感到羞耻》。
Her hopes and dreams seemed to the end, but God was just getting started.
那好像她的希望，她的梦想，随着她被杀，她已经结束了，但神很。神的做工还刚刚开始。
Rachel said this, if I have to sacrifice everything to be with my best friend, to be with my Savior, Jesus, I will take it.
那他讲到如果我必须牺牲我一切与我最好的朋友在耶稣在一起，我一定会接受他。
So the shooter asked her, are you a Christian? Are you a follower of Jesus? And she said, yes. And she gave her all, wholeheartedly, to follow Jesus.
那个凶手在开枪杀他之前问他，你是不是是不是耶稣的门徒？
他说是。
所以他就把他杀了。
Let's bow in prayer together.
那我们一起低头祷告。
If the question was asked of you, or the question was asked to me today, with a gun pointed at my head, are you a Christian? Are you a follower of Jesus? What would you say? What would I say?
若是今天我们都面对这样的问题，在最后的时刻，问我们，你是不是基督徒，你是不是耶稣的门徒？我们会怎么样回答
？Yes, I am a believer in Jesus Christ. Yes, I will follow Him with all my heart to the end. Will you say that?
你有没有勇气回答说是的？我要跟他一起走到底。
Lord, we thank you for the example of Caleb and Joshua.
主，我们感谢你给我们这个约书亚跟加勒的故事。
And how that you can turn our fears into victory.
你能够把我们的恐惧变成胜利。
Lord, help us to walk as they walk by faith, wholeheartedly following you.
让我们也能走他们走过的路，让我们能够全心侍奉你，全心跟随你。
Help us to be faithful, to be obedient.
让我们有忠心，让我们能够有完全的顺服你。
Lord, help us to fear God so that we don't miss out on the best things.
让我们有一颗敬畏的心，这样我们就不会失去那最好的。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。